Listen to KINS 106.3 FM for Warriors basketball.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with today's community comment. Just a couple weeks ago, it seemed like the rain would never end, but we didn't actually have all that much rain this year. In fact, we had about 39 inches in Eureka, which is 108% of normal for us. For comparison, last year at this point, we were 160% of normal. But much of the rain came late this year. So many of us are really ready for this sunshine that we're now seeing. The irony, of course, is that the coastal areas will start to see summer fog soon, and many folks will be thinking about going to the river to get some more sun and to cool off in the river. As you plan these trips to the river, keep these points in mind. Even though it is sunny at lower elevations, snow continues to melt off the higher peaks in Trinity and Humboldt counties. This leads to cold, fast-flowing rivers. And cold water is more dangerous than most folks expect because it can cause your body to pull blood from your arms and legs to protect your vital organs, and this can lead to something called cold water paralysis. Basically, you lose the strength in your arms and legs, and therefore you can't swim or even tread water. That's why it's so important to know something about the water before you enter and to be prepared for the conditions. For example, for swimming in cold water, wetsuits are the only way to go. But even if you're just going to be near this super cold water and there's a chance of falling in or getting pulled into deeper water, wearing a life vest is still a really good idea because they can give you a fighting chance to survive. Also remember that it can be impossible to see where logs are beneath the surface and that a river's flow can change significantly from year to year. Stay out of strong currents and always keep children close by and ensure they have a life vest on if there is any chance they'll end up in the water. If you don't have life vests, then take advantage of the new Humboldt County Life Jacket Loaner Program. Life jackets are now available at several area businesses, including Willow Creek, Hoopa, and Garberville, to name a few, and also with the county parks and even here at the National Weather Service office on Woodley Island. Remember, wearing a life jacket can save your life. Now, sadly, every year we hear of someone that drowns in a river in northwestern California, but with these tips, you can keep your family and your friends safe. If you own a business or are part of a community organization, please share this information with your staff and customers. We would love to have your organization or business become a Weather Ready Nation ambassador, helping us to keep people prepared for the weather hazards that impact our lives. Give us a call at 707-443-6484 and ask for Ryan if you'd like more information or to join this program. This has been Troy Nicolini with today's community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.